And I was involved with the meeting with them that when I said, I think it would be great to just have the legislators be able to talk to this guy in a room that is controlled just with them. And by no means was I blocking out any media. I never, ever thought of the media, to be honest with you. I was just concentrating on getting the facts to the legislators, and that was my goal.
Well, since we weren't in the room, can you tell us what happened in the room, Brenda?
All that happened was it was just a very, very shortened version of Dr. Pesta's presentation that he made publicly that evening. The legislative meeting anyway in Bismarck was only limited to 1 hour, and he probably got less than that even by the time we got organized. And it was just a shortened version of the public meeting. It wasn't anything more than that.
And can you give me some highlights on what his opposition to Common Core was?
Well, the biggest opposition for all of us and the Stop Common Core group is it is just a slow erosion of local and state control over our education system. We're giving it over to someone that where we will no longer be in control and making the decisions about what is taught to our students. And that's our biggest problem.
Okay, and what evidence do you have that justifies that concern?
Okay, if you read the document that we signed, it's a memorandum of understanding that we signed with the Smarter Balance Testing Consortium, and it all goes back to the assessments, because the assessments were written, the federal government gave two companies, I would say, maybe there's a better word, to write the assessments for the curriculum that is being rewritten across the United States. You can hardly find a textbook anymore, anywhere, that does not incorporate Common Core standards. So these two testing consortiums were given all this federal money to write the tests, and therefore, by signing up with them and signing on the dotted line, and if anybody wants to read that document, it is available. It's very long. There's all sorts of procedures that we have to adhere to in like any federal document. And that's what ties us to the federal government, is they are controlling the test. And by controlling the test, you can control the curriculum and you can control the classroom, what the teachers can teach.
But lost in all of this is the acknowledgement that we have a problem in North Dakota. I mean, we do have a problem. We don't like to talk about it because we believe we're the smartest people in the nation, but only 23% of our 11th graders were ready for college on ACT and NAEP and have remained relatively flat, despite the fact that you and other legislators have put more money into education. And so we're not meeting the standards that we need to meet for basic ACT, which, by the way, has more requirements than Common Core. So it begs the question, Representative Heller, if you were still in the legislature next time.
I am until November 30th,
right,
I am in.
But you're not running. I'm doing the what if 2015, okay, Brenda? If you were in the legislature next year, what would you do? What requirements in law would you change to fix that issue of Common Core? What is your plan to reduce remediation and raise our test scores?
Well, actually, Joel, if I was king for a day, I would, and according to DPI, we can get out of these standards whenever we want. They said we're not adhered to them, so let's get out of them. Because why be associated with something that has 1,000 strings attached to it? If we have all these experts across the state who so-called reviewed these standards and approved them, well, that's fine. Let's use these experts that we have and write our own. I just don't see why we had to sign on that dotted line. And if we can get out of it, let's get out of it. And basically, it's just like an octopus. It's slowly swallowing us up in its tentacles, because we signed on the dotted line and we can't get out of it. And as far as I know, is if we pull out of it, there's going to be consequences.
But Brenda, Representative Heller, what you haven't done yet to me is tell me how you fix the remediation issue.
Okay, that's where I was going, Joel.
Okay. Tell me how we get our test scores up.
Okay, if we have all these experts across the state who reviewed and approved these standards, why don't we just write our own? Question.
So
why didn't we just write our own? Why did we have to sign on the dotted line and now be linked to the federal government standards and all their regulations? I just challenge anybody to read that memorandum of understanding that we signed. Just read it tell us what we're adhered to.
But
now.
We incorporated our own. That's in a little bit. We'll be joined by Kristen Baszler, and she'll come on and she'll speak to that issue. And my suspicion is she's going to say, look, that's what we've done. We have had influence all along the process. North Dakota, it's done in the senatorial way where we have two representatives, just like every other state in relation to what goes on with Common Core and what these standards are. It isn't like we haven't played a role in incorporating some of those Common Core standards, Brenda.
We have played. I'm lost, Joel, because the standards are copyrighted. Either you adopt them or you don't. You don't change them. We did not change one standard.
That's math and science, right?
No, it's English and math.
Right. Okay.
Science is coming, which is even worse than science and more than English and math. But that's a whole nother course.
What is it about this? And here's the fact, Brenda. We're not passing. Right? Can we acknowledge that? We have more
kids.
We're not passing. We're not doing well in our test scores that we have now. We have students that go to college and a big majority of them drop out after the first year of college. So it begs the question. And others are saying to me that these are not copyrighted. We can get into that with Kirsten and find out whether that's true or not. My question of all of this is, are we willing to acknowledge the fact that these students that we produce have to meet not just this market of where they feel comfortable in their own environment back home, but a nationwide argument in terms of, look, the kids need to be able to succeed in the workplace where the people need them.
Mm-hmm. So, Joel, so then we sign up for standards that were written behind closed doors by 26 people, one of whom was an educator. The two professors that reviewed the standards would not even sign off on them. This is a huge experiment. It's never been tried anywhere. This curriculum, these Common Core standards have never, ever been tested anywhere. We sign up to them. We're hooked to all these federal regulations that we have to abide by.
But Brenda, how do I trust you on what you're just saying when you're telling me that they're copyrighted and I'm finding out simply, quite easily, that they are not copyrighted? How do I trust what you're telling me is true when I know for a fact, just sitting here looking at it, that these are not copyrighted?
Well, I would like to see that document, Joel. Because that is
would that change your opinion on Common Core?
If I could research that out and find it out to be true, that would be awesome. If the standards were not copyrighted and we could change them, I would like to see that. I really would.
Okay, so what about this testing that you've already seen, that you have a role to play in all of this, scares you? That's going to hurt North Dakota kids.
The testing is, for one thing, it was written by two it's all federally controlled. The testing is confusing. The kids are having tantrums because there's no right answers. The states that have rolled this test out already are pulling their hair out because the tests it's so confusing to the kids. There's no right answers. They don't know how to grade them. The states are out of control because it's all being handed to them. And I have the document right here in front of me of all the Smarter Balance services provided by Smarter Balance. Wow. If we can even figure out and read how to adhere to all those those regulations, good luck.
Brenda, when we come back, when we come back, take some phone calls, okay? I want to make sure that people have a chance to communicate with you as well. I've been pretty hard on you, asking you the questions that I thought people would want to ask. I want other people to have a chance to your supporters as well. How many supporters are out there? How big is this movement? Because the last time I brought up Common Core on air, you know, I got blasted with, Joel, why are you giving these guys airtime when really there isn't that many of them? There aren't that many people in opposition to Common Core. And, of course, I wanted both sides to be heard. But how many people kind of come into your group?
Actually, Joel, I have no idea how big the group is. Like okay. I said, I am just a very small part of this huge movement in just Bismarck alone.
But you say it's huge, so define huge for me.
Well, it's hard to quantify because how do you quantify people who are constantly weighing in via email? I'm not in control of that email.
No, but
list,
how many people came to the public meeting after the closed meeting?
Oh, probably around 200.
Okay. Thank you. Brenda, hang with me, okay? I want to give people access. You bet. Brenda Heller, state representative, is willing to take your phone calls. Let's get to them. Steve, you're on with Brenda. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I'm wondering where the peer-reviewed published studies that delineate specifically what are the reasons that children are not prepared for college, and also the documentation of the proof that adoption of the Common Core state standards will fix that problem.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Brenda.
Well, actually, Steve, there is no proof of anything about the Common Core standards because they have never been tested anywhere. Our kids right now are being guinea pigs for these standards and this testing system, so there is no proof.
Okay.
And by the way, Joel, as far as if you can give me that document that says these Common Core standards are not copyrighted, on the Common Core website itself, corestandards.com, it publicly states they are under public license and they are copyrighted. So I would like to see the document that you have.
No, I pointed out some are copyrighted, some aren't copyrighted. We'll get into that, okay? We will. And Brenda,
okay,
if you want to hang on when Ms. Basler comes on too, we can include that. I would just want to get to some of these questions. Michelle, you're on with Representative Heller. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller, and I guess a couple comments, and then I do have a question.
Yeah.
I would say this, not that many people are even aware of the Common Core. We just became aware like this past February, so it's lack of knowledge that people aren't being involved and aren't checking this out. So as they become involved, I think it's going to be a bigger and bigger issue. And I guess my question is this, why aren't we checking with states who have previously been in the program maybe 2 and 3 years, like New York, or recently Indiana pulled out of it? Because from what I understand, only the testing is going to be the biggest part as far as what matters with this
Michelle,
Common Core group.
What if I told you that in Kentucky where it kicked in, test scores went up?
Well, okay, and how about New York then and Indiana and some of these other states that are not pleased with the
Well, let's find out when we bring in advocates both. Brenda, Brenda, hang with me. Amy said you don't mind going into work a little bit late. You got a great conversation going and all kinds of people willing to hear your point of view. So stick around. Representative Brenda Heller, let's get to and see how fast you can talk. Are you still good at this when I come late?
I don't know.
Sean Olson, go!
July Corny.
All right, special thank you goes out to Brenda Heller. She is a state representative from the Beulah area. I should ask her district number. I knew it back in my days of working in committee with Randy Christman. Brenda, what's your district number?
33, Joel.
33, and she is willing to give more of her time, which I thank her very much for. And there's calls that people want to get with you. Anastasia, is that the – I'm pronouncing that right? You're on with Brenda. Go ahead, Anastasia.
Yes, I am. One of the concerns that I had been looking at was, you know, we talk about, you know, people in North Dakota, United States were ranked lower. And I think what we are failing to do is by adopting Common Core, it's just another part of No Child Left Behind. when the real issue is it's our children that are in poverty. The children in poverty are not getting the support or the time that they need. And so we're just going to keep pushing the kids who are already receiving the support when actually maybe we should be going out and looking at children in poverty.
Let me ask you this, though, Anastasia. Say your synopsis is true. Say your belief is true. What danger would I have if I'm not in poverty, if I've been educated properly? What danger would I have of taking the test then?
With taking the state assessment test?
Yeah, with taking any testing involving Common Core. Why would I be afraid of Common Core? That's what I keep asking.
Okay, well I think that's a good question. Because I battle with that every day, and having four children and looking into the testing, some of the information is that we've been given is that, you know, this will help better our kids because our teachers and students will get their information back. Well, based on the Smarter Balance, those tests will not get back for months. So they cannot go back and fix those issues if it's not immediate. And it also is a general number.
Okay, so you're talking about the timing of it all. I, Brenda, I want your thoughts on what she said. I want to give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, actually, I was trying to follow the exact question, but I got a little bit lost in it all. But
I think that what she was talking about, Brenda, was children in poverty. Children that really, if you look at certain key segments, and unfortunately, anytime that comes up, I instantly think of some of our reservation schools, mm-hmm. you know, and so Brenda, I'm going to ask you, you know, how do we test out at our reservation schools? Where are they at when it comes to Common Core?
How are they testing out?
Yeah, how do we meet the demands of educating a population on our reservation?
Exactly, Joel. So this Common Core curriculum is totally standardized. We cannot change it to...
But why would we? That's my point. Why wouldn't we raise the standard on the reservation to say, look, before they get through this school system that we're asking them to come to, they have to reach this level to graduate. Mm-hmm. Why would that be a bad thing?
Well, the whole thing, Joel, is this. Why is it a good thing to allow the federal government to control our education system? That's my biggest thing with this. Why can't we be in control of it?
You believe Common Core gives control of our K-12 education system to the federal government?
Exactly.
See, now that's the line in the sand on all this. That to me is where your people are on this side and mm-hmm. the people that support Common Core, the Tim Flackles and the Kirsten Baslers and them are on the other side. They have told me time and time again they do not believe that this is in mm-hmm. any way giving the federal government control of our K-12 system. And so
Go ahead. Well, no. All you have to do, Joel, is follow the money. Follow the money of who created the assessments, where the money came from to create the assessments, where the people, who they were associated with, the people who wrote the standards, who were they? Who were they associated with? Why were they chosen to write them?
I go back to the governance model, the Senate model. You had two on each. That being said, North Dakota has taken no dollars from the federal government. So if I follow the money, the route is pretty short here.
No, but if you follow the money, Joel, actually, if we would happen to today pull out a Common Core, guess what? Same thing that's happening in Indiana where they want to pull out their federal dollars are threatened to be withheld. So it's not just who gave you money, but who might not give you money in the future.
So you're saying that North Dakota is doing this because of the promise of federal money?
Most like, you know, we're trying to get to the bottom of that, for which we have never gotten an answer. And right now, like, if you look at the science standards,
Brenda, who is we? That's what I was trying to get to earlier, this group, who is we? I want people to understand who they're going to align themselves with.
Who they're going to align themselves with?
Well, if they join your group,
I can't even put a number to it. It is such a diverse group of young mothers. They're entrepreneurs, they are techie, they are on the front lines of research, and they're just researching this down to the last period, and they're finding answers to where this came from, who's involved, how it's going to affect our children. It's social engineering to the nth degree on our children throughout all the curriculum. Even in the math curriculum, they talk about social engineering on our kids if you start reading some of the questions.
Brenda, can I ask you this? In the little bit of time before you have to go to work, can we meet on some common ground on this? Can I ask you, do you believe North Dakota kids are testing out adequate to meet their futures in a global and world economy?
Do I believe they are? Well, I don't think we're doing that bad right now, Joel. My problem is that's getting off of the issue. The issue is this. We signed on to standards that have never been tested, that were written in secret, that were funded by the federal government, and now we have to test to a test that was written under federal control. Don't you see, Joel? It's all under federal control. Why do we want to be there? Why do we want to be there? If we have all these experts in our state that reviewed the standards, why didn't they just write new standards for North Dakota if they weren't strong enough?
Brenda, those are good questions. And I'll tell you what, I will ask Kirsten Baszler exactly those questions for you, okay?
I will
do that. Thank you for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Brenda Heller, ladies and gentlemen, state representative. Let's go to Terry Spees and find out what's going on in our weather center. Terry?
Well, Joel, if you like cool and windy weather, you're in for a treat today because the wind is howling across.